This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
If you ever wanted to meet the nerds behind the science soundbites, I've got the podcast for you, and it's called Ologies. It's hosted by the very fabulous Ali Ward, and each week she looks at a different ology. She's covered etymology and cosmology, but also lemurology, which is about lemurs, and neuroparasitology, which is about parasites that attack the brain. Ologies is fun and tells these juicy science stories. I think you're going to love it. So check out Ologies with Ali Ward wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Wendy Zuckerman, and you're listening to Science Versus from Gimlet. A lot of us have been staying inside for weeks now, and for me, it's been weird at times, but I'm kind of getting used to it. One thing that is tricky, though, even for those who still have to go to work right now, is getting exercise. Gyms are closed, and a lot of us are nervous about going outside to work out. I called up Rose Rimler, one of our producers, to ask her how she's handling this.
Are you still going for runs?
No, I was for like the first week or two after the quarantine, but then I stopped and it's just so hard to actually dodge people and stay 6 feet apart from other people on the sidewalk in Brooklyn. And, you know, usually going for a run would kind of make me feel more relaxed, but now it's like playing a game of Frogger, and it's like it was really stressing me out. And so I just quit.
How are you feeling about that?
It's a total bummer because now I feel even more cooped up. And I keep saying that I'll wake up really early and I'll go like really early in the morning when no one else is out, but that I never seem to be able to make that happen.
So I actually, the other day, I did wake up early to go for a run for this exact reason. And it totally backfired. I went outside and it was this beautiful blue spring day and I started running and the birds were tweeting. And then I started to get really bad period pain in the middle of the run. And I was like, oh no, I know. And then this was the worst part about it, because I knew in the time of COVID, once people started populating the street, everyone would think that I was sick with COVID, because at this point I was like keeling over, and I had to sit on the floor, and it must have looked like I was completely out of breath. I was trying really hard to indicate it's the lower region, like I can breathe properly.
How are you indicating that?
I was just pressing on my ovaries as hard as possible to be like, the problem is down here. It's down here. And then this guy in this truck rolled down his window. Are you okay, ma'am? And I was like, it's fine. It's just period pain. Given all this and how hard it is to do exercise right now, we at Science Versus wanted to revisit this mini episode that we did about the 7-minute workout, which is a workout that you can do from home. And there are all these promises that people say about this workout.
Yeah, people say it can help you lose weight, that it can help you like get more muscle, that it can boost your energy, and then they even say that it can help you live longer.
And I was so skeptical about all this, because this is only like a 7-minute workout. People say it can do all these amazing things. It just has all the hallmarks of being an ultimate fad. But is it? So we read the science, and of course I had to try it.
Yeah. It feels like just yesterday I was coaching you through the 7-minute workout at the Gimlet office, back when we would go to the office and back when you and I could be in the same room together.
They were crazy times. So we're going to play that episode for you just after the break.
Welcome back. With a lot of us stuck at home looking for ways to do exercise, It can be hard to imagine that popping on our joggers for a little workout at home would do anything for our body. Like, it doesn't feel worth it. But is that true? To help answer that question, here's our episode on the 7-minute workout.
Ugh. It doesn't sound like you're in the mood to work out.
No, I'm not in the mood to work out. I'm in the mood to be a whinger.
There's no whinging allowed in the 7-minute workout. There's simply no time.
Okay, Rose is going to walk me through the original 7-minute workout. Get your headbands out.
So all you need is the floor, the wall, and a chair.
Okay.
The first thing you're going to do is jumping jacks.
Star jumps, as we call them in Australia.
That's crazy, but okay. Star jumps, then wall sits, push-ups, sit-ups, you step up onto a chair, you do squats, tricep dip, planks, running in place with high knees, lunges, push-up with rotation, then you do side plank.
Okay.
Are you gonna give it your best shot?
I am gonna give it my best shot.
Here's the catch. Giving the 7-minute workout your best shot means that you have to go at what's called high intensity. This is no casual jog. You've gotta go hard. And there's a handy test with a stamp of approval from the CDC that lets you know if you're going hard enough. Here's Rose again.
So for high intensity, you should not be able to have like an easygoing conversation. You should not be able to sing.
Okay. Okay, so we need to get to the point where I'm like huffing and puffing, not singing journey.
Go. Star jumps.
Okay. Just a lonely girl. All right, so I'm not going fast enough. Living in a lonely world. Okay.
Well, could you do star jumps any faster? You look like the curtain things at a car wash.
Thank you.
So while I put myself through this, let's talk to an expert to find out if this 7-minute workout does anything.
Hello, Jeff speaking.
Hi, Jeff speaking.
Hi, Wendy.
Jeff Coombs is a professor at the University of Queensland in Australia. He's been studying exercise since the 90s and has helped write a few reviews rounding up the research on short, intense workouts, like the 7-minute workout. So my first question for him is about one of the most common reasons that people do any exercise: to lose weight. And so can it help you lose weight?
Unfortunately, the answer is no. That amount of exercise is not going to burn enough calories to make a big difference.
Yeah, this weight loss claim is a bit of a crock. Although a few studies have found that some people do see a little bit of weight loss on this kind of workout, exercise, just generally speaking, isn't great for losing weight. Sorry, weight is more about what you put in than what you put out. Okay. So the 7-minute workout isn't great for weight loss. But what about those other promises that the 7-minute workout can make you fitter and healthier? Well, Jeff says, yes, it actually can.
Definitely, the 7-minute workout is going to make you stronger, make your bones better, make your heart function better.
Really?
Yes. And if you can enjoy it and you keep doing it, then it's certainly going to be effective.
I was really surprised, but there are a bunch of studies that show that short, high-intensity workouts are really good for you. They can improve the health of your heart, lungs, and even your sensitivity to insulin, which can help prevent diabetes. So the science is telling us that short, intense workouts are really good for you. And while it is very tricky to compare different kinds of workouts, Jeff reckons that you're probably better off working really hard for just 7 minutes than doing something easier for 20 minutes, something like walking.
Exactly. If you wanted to get the most out of your workout, then a 7-minute workout is going to be better for you.
But how is this possible? Like, how can just 7 minutes of exercise be so good for you? Well, scientists have known for a long time that exercise trains your body to be more efficient at doing a bunch of things, like using oxygen, sending blood around the body, and regulating your blood sugar.
And scientists used to think that the best way to trigger these changes was to exercise for longer. So the more exercise you do, the more benefit you get. It's only recently that we discovered that you don't have to work out for that long to get these benefits, as long as you work hard enough at high intensity.
Last chance to try Journey. Small town girl.
Living in
a lonely world. All right, done. That's a 7-minute workout. How do you feel?
Pooped. That's actually quite a good workout.
Okay, but there is a little bit of fad in this 7-minute workout. And that is this. There's nothing special about doing this exact routine or working for exactly 7 minutes. Studies have looked at different high-intensity workouts for different lengths of time, and all kinds of things work. So, for example, one study found that people doing several minutes of cycling with these short bursts of pedaling as fast as they could, well, they improved about as much as a group that cycled at a more relaxed pace for 45 minutes. A couple of minutes versus 45. Kind of amazing, right? But remember here, the key is to work hard. No singing. That's Science versus the 7-minute workout.
So that was our episode from over a year ago, from the before times. And these days, Rose says that it's come in really handy for her.
So when I stopped running in New York, I knew that I had this alternative that I'd already tried and actually liked. So yeah, now I'm doing it. I'm doing it most mornings. I get up and I do the 7-minute workout.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's not like a run, but it is something.
If you want more details on the 7-minute workout, just look at the link in our show notes. And also, if you want to know more about the science of exercise, head over to our episode, Science versus Exercise. We'll also put that in our show notes. And we'll be back on Thursday, tackling the great gerbil crisis. No, we'll be back with more science on the coronavirus.
This episode was produced by Rose Rimler with help from me, Wendy Zuckerman, along with Meryl Horn and Odelia Rubin. Our senior producer is Caitlin Sori. We're edited by Blythe Terrell. Fact-checking by Michelle Harris. Mix and sound design by Emma Munger. Music written by Emma Munger and Bobby Lord. Recording assistance from Jack McDonnell. For this episode, we also spoke to Martin Gabala, Chris Jordan, Catherine Weston, Dan Schmidt, and others. Thank you so much for your help. I'm Wendy Zuckerman. Back to you next time.